what to be.
Wow.
Are you willing?
My God.
To do God's will. What are you willing to do? Amen.
Amen.
Our scripture comes from Romans 12 and 2. Take your time. Take your time. Romans 12 and 2.
Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect.
Amen.
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 He said, let God change the way you think.
Amen.
Once God changed the way you think, because the mind is the spirit, and the spirit is the mind, that means when he changed your mind, he changed your spirit.
Amen.
When he changed your spirit, he changed your what? Mind. Vice versa. Amen.
Amen.
He said, it is his perfect will when you change your mind. It's his perfect will for you when you change your mind. They got so many people, Lord Jesus, they just don't want to change their mind. They don't want to change nothing. They want God to come in and do everything. They'll change their clothes. They'll change what they have for lunch. They'll change what they get for breakfast. They'll change their coffee ingredients. They'll change all that. But they mind. See, there are some things you think you know you got to change. Right?
Right.
You know you got to change. But there are some things, amen, that you need to change.
Amen.
All right, all right.
And one of them is your mind.
Amen.
You ain't going to stay in the same clothes every day. Because you know you got to change. So you need to look at, you got to change your mind too. If it ain't working for you that way, you got to change something. If you don't change something, nothing ain't going to what? Change. Amen? Am I making sense?
Yes.
When we define willing, think about willing. What does willing mean? Michelle. She be having some good ones. College graduate acceptee.
Amen. Amen.
To accept or be in favor of something.
To accept or be in favor of something.
Amen.
She's just so smart.
Amen. Amen.
Mama scholar.
Choose to do.
Choose to do what?
Amen.
You choose to do it. Nobody forcing you, huh? That's what she's saying. Ain't nobody forcing you. You just choose to do it. Amen.
Amen.
Willing. Anybody else willing? Willing. What does willing mean? Dontarius.
Not the first name.
Yeah, Brother Chad. Cut it out.
Making the effort to change.
Making the effort to change. See, we can't see if he's looking at his Google. That's why I did it. Amen. Anybody else wanting a willing? Just a little guess. Sister Ashley.
Having the want to do something.
Having a want. Yeah. Is Michelle looking at her Google? Michelle, no. You, I try to get her first. And them people, you know, like, oh, okay. They, I see them. Define willing. Willing means being favorably disposed and ready or for constantly to do something often without reluctance. Your will is your mental power of choice. Willingly is your mental. When you get up and you go exercise to lose weight, you willingly doing it. That is your power of choice. When you become a believer and you come out the street, you come out the world, you willingly made a mental choice to be a believer of God. Mm-hmm. Nobody forced you. You willingly did it. It was favorable. It was a favorable decision. You wasn't reluctant. Mm-hmm. You didn't have no reserve. Like, I ain't doing it. Resistant. Mm-hmm. You wasn't resistant to it. When we think about God's will, we think about how far we will go and what we will do to get what God has for us. How far will you go? What will you do to get what God has for you? How can you change your circumstances according to his will? Amen.
Amen.
And to be honest with you, God's will is favorable for you.
Amen.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Just like your willingness and your will is favorable for you. But God's will is higher than your will because he knows what's best for you when you do his will.
Amen.
Right. Did that make sense?
Yes.
When you make decisions to do what God told you to do, wow, it is in your best interest. So I'm going to tell you how you're going, the recipe to that. If you change your mindset and renew your mindset to God's will and his way, then his will is favorable to you and you'll be working in the willingness of God.
Yes,
Jesus. Wow. That's
good. I don't understand why we have ungrateful feelings. It's hard for everybody. Nobody wake up in the morning walking on flowers, beds of gladiolus. Amen.
Amen.
I let thorns and thistles. I was out in the yard yesterday cutting grass. Lord Jesus, I must have got stuck 10 times in the fingers. And I had on gloves. Mm-hmm. I was determined.
Amen.
To at least get my front together.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Because that represents God. Because mm-hmm. he gave me a place to live and I'm grateful.
Amen.
I don't want my yard looking like that. I don't want nobody walking up and saying, look at that trifling lady. No, 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 no. God wants to take care of the stuff he give us.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah, amen.
So if I had to get lit down, lit this, I'd be all right. There's band-aids, witch hands, and alcohol. You're going to be fine. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. God says, when you give him thanks in all circumstances, for this is his will. No matter how bad it is, give him thanks, Lord. Thank you. I messed up, God. But yes. Thank you. Thank you for not leaving me in my mess.
Yes.
Thank you that, Lord, when I messed up, you still left me a bed to sleep in.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
A shoulder to cry on.
Yes.
A phone to talk on.
Yes.
Food to eat. It might not be what I want to eat, but it's something to eat.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Y'all wonder what I ate last night? I was so tired when that day y'all beat me down. Y'all ain't gonna believe what I ate. I was just too tired to cook grits. I said, give me some cheese grits. I'm going to bed. And when I tell you I was hurting everywhere, I had to go find one to pass the old medication. I said, no, I need some help. Every bone in my body was hurting. I said, but guess what? I was determined.
Amen.
See how strong your mind is? Uh-huh. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you.
Yes, yes.
1 Thessalonians 5:18 says what?
Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Think about this for a minute. When you're going through your trials and tests, and you know God is able to pull you out and bring you through, right?
Right.
And the last thing we do is thank him through it. What goes through your mind and make you think God can't figure it out?
Mm-hmm.
What goes, you know what? Go back to that same thing we talked about. That renewing your mind to his will.
That's it.
Anything concerning you, he wants you to be thankful.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I know my light bill do. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. I know my water bill do. Thank you, Jesus. This might be my last $2 or $3 to rub together. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Lord, thank you for whatever I have. I thank you. Not just for what I have, for life.
Yes.
Because I know tomorrow might not be like this.
Yes.
Because he already told me, take no care.
Yes. Uh-huh.
For tomorrow.
That's it.
My mama said, don't kill yourself Wednesday, Thursday, you might win the lottery.
Amen. Wow.
Jesus.
And that's crazy what she said, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
She just put it in her way of wisdom. Mm-hmm. That's how she said it. And it's the truth. You don't know, you could be walking down the street and find a bag of money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You don't know what God got for you.
Come on.
He got stuff hidden for you.
Ah, Jesus.
Our job is to stay in his presence.
Yeah.
And in a place with him where we can find it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
My God. Okay. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thankfulness to God changed your situation. Speaking positive words change your situation. Speak positive over yourself. Speak positive. Stop thinking you're by yourself. You're not. Say, you know, today I feel a little negative. Let me call Sister Lady. She gonna say something to me.
Amen.
Pastor,
Amen.
Guess what? I went looked in the mailbox. Da, 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 da.
Amen. Amen.
We drain energy, iron sharpen iron. Uh-huh.
Yes, uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah.
Stop staying in a place where you feel like there's nobody there to help you.
Mm-hmm.
They might not always have the right advice. They might not have the right words, but y'all can pray together.
Yes, amen, right amen, there. Amen.
God reveals secrets in prayer.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Ooh. Jesus.
He revealed direction in prayer.
Uh-huh.
He revealed hidden treasure.
Jesus.
Miracles. Signs. Wonders. I was thinking about a couple of weeks ago, we had ordered another sign, the other one outside. And we had a bigger one. And Sister Lathan said, administrator said, Pastor, I'm sending this thing back. This thing too little. It ain't what the size of the sign is what's on it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
It ain't the size.
Okay.
It's what's on it.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
And it means something.
Yes. Uh-huh. Amen.
Jesus.
It ain't. I don't know if I mean. It ain't the size.
Uh-huh.
Of the words,
uh-huh.
Of the Come size on. Of the words,
uh-huh.
Is what's on the words, what
yes.
The words mean.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
Am I making sense?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
When you're going through, it ain't the size. You might need a magnifying glass to see the size.
Because
it looks small.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
But they big.
Yes. Yes.
Whatever God got for you is big.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
come on.
Yes.
Come it on. Might the size of it might look small.
Jesus.
But to you it's big because you need it. Because to you it's big because it's his will.
Jesus.
To you it's big because it's his plan. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Am I making sense?
Yes.
It ain't what you see. It's what it is.
We.
And it's what it means. God don't ever want you to make plans without the will of God first.
Uh-huh.
And acknowledging it. Acknowledge his will first.
Amen.
Pray his will first. James 4 and 15. I'm loving this.
Amen.
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 James in the bag with your friend them. With Tim them.
Clearly, I don't need him enough. Where I'm your friend.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Lord, have mercy. Wow. For everything. What you ought to say is, if the Lord wants us to, we will live and do this or that.
Amen.
Oh, if the Lord wants us. So you know what that means? If it's will. If right. It's will for us to do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I just finished telling y'all this morning. Even if it's something that you wanted and it didn't come out the way you thought it would come out, it's still God's will. Wow. You got to understand that. If it was a no, that was his will for it to be a no. Mm-hmm. That means he got a yes. Yeah.
Come on.
That's better than the no.
Come on. Jesus.
He know the beginning from the end. So he know the outcome.
Ah, my God.
Because he all good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he is.
His job is to protect us.
Yeah.
Amen.
God wants you to agree that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
He wants you to agree that his will be done. Down here, just like up there. Whatever is bound in heaven is bound on earth. Whatever is loose in heaven is loose on earth. Am I making sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Go to Matthew 6 and 10. I'm just trying to help myself. I ain't saying y'all, I'm selfish with this thing. I'm trying to help me.
Amen.
It's me, oh Lord, standing in need of prayer.
Amen.
Amen. See, I'm an honest pastor.
Amen.
I just come with it. I ain't faking phony. I'm going to let you know.
Amen.
Matthew 6 and 10.
May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Amen.
May your kingdom come as it is on earth as it is in heaven. So that means whatever his will is for you on earth is his will for you in heaven. He loosed it from heaven to earth because it's his will. Not my will, Lord, but your will be done. You start telling God that, and I'm telling you, you're going to see a change. And start thanking him for it. That's going to help you change your mindset that you ain't in control.
Wow. Amen. That's good.
Okay, Lord, I'm disappointed, but I ain't dead.
Amen.
Yeah. Ooh.
Jesus.
Hey, did that make sense? I'm disappointed, but I ain't dead.
Amen.
I can live through my disappointments.
Come on.
But once I'm dead, I'm done.
That's it.
Am I making sense?
Yes.
So that means you gave me another chance, Lord, to get it done. Yes. You gave me another chance to make it right. You gave me another chance for your will to be done in my life. Yes. I just told you the blessings of the Lord make you rich.
Yes.
And add no sorrow.
Yes.
I don't know how much more I can dig deep in this word and tell you about God. God got a lot of sides.
Yeah, he do.
And you got to get to know him.
Amen.
Amen.
And one of his things is he ain't going to let you do what you want to do.
Amen.
Whoa, that's it.
Now you can take that to the bank and cash it.
Mm-hmm.
He have an order.
Yes.
What activates God's hand is your willingness to be obedient. Mm-hmm. The will of God is not always easy. Mm-hmm. It can be very difficult at times. Because God's will tell you to do, God will tell you to do some very uncomfortable things. Mm. He ain't trying to get you comfortable. Mm-hmm. He's trying to heal you.
Hey.
He's trying to set you free. You know why bad things and sin feel so good? Because it don't take an effort to do it. But God's will in cleaning up your life and changing your lifestyle make you feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Because you feel like a metamorphosis taking place. Mm-hmm. That you're getting out of your skin. It's easy to do sin because you don't have no effort. Mm-hmm. But you got to put a lot of effort in renewing your mind. You got to put a lot of effort in changing your spirit. You got to put a lot of effort in changing your soul. Help you ask God to help you change your soul. You got to put a lot of effort to stop wearing them clothes with this showing and that showing and put on some stuff that's decent. Give a man an imagination.
Amen.
It's a disgrace. They was talking about the rodeo in Houston. How they was dressed so out of order. Mm. Then they got to put an ordinance in. For next year, that you dress inappropriately, you ain't gonna be able to come in. Jesus. It's for children.
Jesus.
It's for families.
Jesus.
Why would you have to put an ordinance in for that?
Jesus.
You done made it a slut fest.
Jesus.
The kids can't even go because they're looking at stuff they ain't got no business seeing. I hate to say this, but you done made it a fairground for bros and...
Uh-oh.
Yes,
uh-oh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What about the children?
Right. That's it.
What about the mothers, decent mothers, Christian families?
Come on.
That's bringing their children out there to have a nice day. Mm.
Wow.
Something different to expose their kids to. Mm. You done took the class straight out.
Wow.
See this world, what it's like?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
During this time, it is a breaking of your will.
Uh-huh.
Your heart going to be broke. Your skin going to get cracks. Your head going to get hurt. Because it's a breaking of what you used to doing. Just like with anything. I'm going to use myself as an example. I love fried chicken. When I got to bake it, oh, Lord. It'll sit in there about a week before I go keep on with it. I'm like, oh, Lord, I want it. I want it fried. I don't want no roasted chicken. I want a piece of fried chicken. I just want to pull on that crispy crust.
Yeah.
And them hot butter biscuits. You know how you just know with honey on it?
Yeah.
And I can't have that. I got to eat a salad and a piece of roasted chicken with some broccoli. But I have to put it in my mind, once you eat, I'm full.
Right.
Even when you desire, you riding around and you desire a big juicy whopper dripping with ketchup, pickles, and all the good stuff on there, and you pull around there and you say, and you got to think about it. Cheese, bacon, beer, burger. And you got to think about it. Should I go home and eat turkey, ground, Lord, and burley? Bake it in the oven, Lord, and make me a diet sliver. That don't even sound fun. Who want a diet sliver? I want some bacon and grease and carbohydrates on a big, juicy, buttery honey bun with butter, you know? But you start fiending. Mm. because your body is breaking from the sugar. Your body is breaking from the cholesterol and the grease. And it's like, Lord, I just want it so bad, Jesus. And no matter, it look like you're going to see every commercial on TV is a burger. Every time you drive, you look at Burger King or McDonald's or Dairy Queen. You're like, God, no. Because it's breaking your will.
That's it.
It's uncomfortable. When we fast, it's uncomfortable.
Come on.
Jesus. We could go all day without eating. Just claim a fast. People offer you food. You're hungry. You will never be hungry when you ain't fasting. I done went to 3 o'clock and didn't even realize. Like yesterday, I was there working. Know what time I ate that grits? About maybe 5 or 6 o'clock. I hadn't ate nothing all day but just drank bottles of water. And I didn't realize, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? I'm hungry. And I thought about it. I said, Lord, I didn't eat today. That's crazy. But just claim a face. Lord Jesus, they're going to bring you donuts, coffee, cinnamon rolls. Why today you went out and bought a whole box of donuts to share with the gold? Because I can't have it.
Jesus.
And they'll come, girl, I was thinking about you. Take this $10 and get you some lunch. I went fasting yesterday and they offered me your lunch. Just give you coupons and all that. That'd be a setup.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
It do. That uncomfortable feeling is a shading of your flesh.
Yes.
Your spiritual flesh. It's a shading. It's like shading the skin. And whenever we shade skin, I hate to use this example because this is the only animal I really know that sheds skin is a snake. When they shed skin and you look at that skin on the ground, it's a whole crusty piece of something. And they look new.
Yes.
So when God began to break all that stuff off of you, you look new. Your skin look new. That's why people say, oh, you got a light on you. Your face so lit up.
Jesus.
Don't let nobody take your glory.
Right.
Wow.
Hey.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Let God's will be done in your life and keep your glory.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Let them look at you and wonder. Did that little cocoa butter on her? What is that? Serum? She got something going on her face. No, baby, this Jesus.
Hey, glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
And now I have people ask you, what you do to your face? Your face so pretty. What that is on you? You can't buy this. This cosmetic you can't get.
Yes.
That's it.
I paid a heavy price for this cosmetic.
All right.
And the person that gave it to me, he paid a bigger price for me.
Yes.
That's where this glow comes from.
Yes, my Jesus.
God. It don't come from Maybelline. L'Oreal. L.A. I know all the cosmetic names, y'all. Ulta, all the people. You know I'm the cosmetic queen. Amen. So I know every last company I know. That's my hobby. I wish I could sell that stuff. I got all this stuff lined up. The will of God can be pleasant. If you look at it as contentment. But if you don't have contentment, you can become frustrated and bitter and angry. You have to look at being a child or a child of God, a son and a daughter of Christ with contentment. You gotta be happy with it. And guess what? If you embrace God and you're a backslider, he married to you. So he ain't going to leave you alone till you get content. He not a God that give up on you.
No.
See how when people just do so much, you just give up on them? God ain't that kind of God. He don't give up on you. He go after you. Mm-hmm. Till you get your glow back.
Yes.
Uh-huh. They got some of y'all I'll go after with my life. Because y'all work the life. But they got some people I wouldn't go after. I let them go. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I ain't saying they ain't worth life to God. Mm-hmm. Don't get me twisted. Mm-hmm. But they ain't worth me going through life as an assignment.
Yes, yes, yes.
I look at it as peace. Mm-hmm. I show up at Ashley's house as a delivery lady with some food.
Amen.
DoorDash. I come to Yvonne's house. All of us shot out. I'll be walking around the neighborhood. They got a crazy lady out there speaking Spanish. They don't know what to say about. I just roll down on Layton House. I'll be sitting in front of the door like this. With my sunshades on. Shane, open that door. Deron, go get me a glass of water. I'll be chilling in the driveway. She won't be able to get in the garage because I'll be standing out there. I know she'll be in the garage. I drive to Texas, Pastor Sean. Some people you go after.
Come on. Yes, oh,
amen. Jesus. Amen.
If I need her, I'll get my little chair, sit by the door, have my lunch, my Bible, all my little stuff in the shady spot.
Jesus.
Wow. Have my oil just in case somebody try to run up on me. But, because I can't see behind that curve. Michelle, I roll down at the school. Yeah. Hey, I come to McDonald's. And I stand there. I say, I like to have a special order. And I want her to fix it. They got some people worth you going there.
Amen.
You heard me?
Yes, ma'am. Amen.
John Terrius, I ain't playing with you. Brother Chad, I'm gonna stop calling you your name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I ain't playing with y'all. I be trying to stick all kind of cords up in that door. Press all kind of buttons, trying to bust that code. I'll be standing up. Don Terrius, I bet you'll come outside because you don't want nobody to know your name. God be willing and the creek don't rise. God says to help you when you feel this way. It's worship.
Yeah.
This how you, when you feel like that, put on some praise music.
Yes.
You know what? Worship don't need no music.
Hey, come on.
I'm telling you, God will give you a song from somewhere you ain't heard in years.
Jesus.
And you'll just start singing. And listen to the words that he give you. It be just what you're going through.
Yes.
It's like.
Yeah, that's it.
Where this song came from? I ain't heard this song in years.
Come on.
And then he'll just give it to you and you just start singing. You soothing your soul with the worship of God.
Yes.
See, you're doing two things. Because your praise is going up while your blessing's coming down. Then you're soothing your soul for the will.
Yes.
And you're in obedience. Because if you praising and worshiping God, your mind is not going all over the place. All
right.
It's almost like studying.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice that I'm going to say to use this for little kids because I used to teach little kids. They start saying, I could tell them A, B, C, D, E, F, G all day. Mm-hmm. But if I say A, B, C, D, E, F, G, they're going to remember it.
Yep.
Yes, yes, yes. Yep. That song, they're going to just like, A, B, C. Mm-hmm. And before you know it, they know the alphabets.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's how God do. Yes. He'll put it in worship. Mm-hmm. He'll, as the deer panteth for the water,
yes,
so does my soul pant after thee.
Yes.
That's a song.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the word.
Yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yes.
They got so many songs with the songs or scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Will it help you through? Yes. Make a song.
Mm-hmm.
Sing a song. Mm-hmm. God will create a song in your mouth.
Right. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Will.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I've been in a place where I didn't get a song that somebody else sung. I was singing something that God gave me.
Yep.
And I loved it.
Amen.
God will give you a song in prayer when you pray. You praying in tongues. You praying in song. You singing tongues. I've done that. Well, I just started singing in tongues. I didn't know what I was saying, but I knew it was in my spirit and it was coming out.
Amen. Amen.
So it had to be God's words in worship.
Yes, Jesus.
And they say when you speak in tongues or you sing in tongues, that means you edify yourself. You building yourself. You repenting from something that you don't even know you may have done. Or you done and you're not strong enough to repent. God allow you to sing. Don't you know, and I'm going to just be transparent. When I was in the yard, I know deliverance. You heard me? Because I worked deliverance all my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know how I look. I know how I feel. Mm-hmm. I know what to look for. And I know how the person reacts. And what you feel, because I've had to be delivered from some stuff, and I know how I feel. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, when I was out in the yard, I was praying, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as I bent over in the yard, I didn't share this with nobody, but God told me to just tell y'all. As I bent over and I was praying, I felt a burp, like in here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I know I ain't nothing, mm-hmm. so I burp.
Mm-hmm.
But then I began to regurgitate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So whatever it was, God was delivering me.
Come on.
Mm. Out there in the yard by myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
And I just was like, and I just kept regurgitating it up. And I said, Lord, whatever it was, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I don't even know what it was.
Uh-huh.
But I thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
That you allowed me to regurgitate this out of my spirit.
Yes, uh-huh. Yes.
That you deliver me right in my own yard out there.
Yes, yes.
And God is so good. Nobody wasn't out there. I was bent over and it was like by the car and I was cutting the grass. And as I bent there, I kept feeling it like I was going to throw up. And I was like, and I said, oh, Jesus. And I just said, Jesus. And then I heard the burp, burp, burp. And it let me know whatever it was, God set me free.
Come on, come on. Yeah, 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 yeah.
He could have broke something off me. I didn't even know I was struggling with.
Yeah, yeah.
Or somebody could have prayed something on me that I didn't know.
See,
that's
it.
And he freed me.
Uh-huh. Yes. Come on. Hey, glory. Hey.
He broke the chain.
Yeah. Glory to God.
Mm.
I could tell when the enemy working on me because I wake up with bites on me.
Mm.
See right here? See this mark?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
My God.
That's a mark. That's teeth.
Mm.
I would always deal with that. Like I'll be in my sleep. I'll wake up. I'll be going to sleep with nothing on me. Mm. I know I hit myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's fight. I'm fighting.
Uh-huh.
I done had them in my back. I done had them on my arms. I done had them on my legs. Where you could see the teeth marks.
Jesus.
And I knew something was going on because when I woke up, I saw this bite.
Uh-huh.
It's little, but it's a little bitty bite.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, no.
Jesus.
That's how I know I be in a fight.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. yeah, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. And God allowed me to go. This was before the regurgitation situation.
Uh-huh. My God.
So whatever was messing with me, God set me free.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. No longer bound. See, in deliverance ministry, they have all kind of spirits coming out.
Jesus.
They want to kill you.
Come on, come on.
Because you freeing somebody.
Uh-huh.
They want to kill you because you set your soul free.
Jesus.
They don't want you to live.
Jesus.
Because that's more people they can take with them.
Right.
Uh-huh. Whose side are you on?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
They come at you with all kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's how I knew I was getting set free because of this.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at myself, woke up, I said, dang. You know, I thought about it.
Right.
And I said, it ain't so or nothing. Mm. I know it's a bite because I done seen it before. Mm. Uh-huh. On my skin, my like the enemy fights me. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And I'm like, okay, I got you. I fasted this week. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. God will always sanctify your gratitude.
Amen.
Sanctification is gratitude. Uh-huh. And faith. He says abstain from sexual morality.
Come on. Uh-huh.
Because that will cause you to hook up with a spirit that'll cross you up. Wow. You hooking up, but you getting crossed up. Wow. Because now you're toting around their spirit and yours. Wow. And whatever they're struggling with, you're struggling with now.
Wow. Wow.
Like your own spirits wasn't enough. Now you got to struggle with days. Go to 1 Thessalonians 4 and 3. Thessalonians ain't playing with us, huh? Mm-hmm. And we're going to stay in Thessalonians and go to 5 and 18. 4 and 3.
God's will is for you to be holy, so stay away from all sexual sin.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Subject the flesh. Mm-hmm. Put that flesh under subjection.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
If you got to run, run.
That's it.
Amen.
I already told y'all, pluck your eyeball out.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pluck out your eyeballs. Mm-hmm. Where them glasses like the blind people. It's hard, Jay. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, but we all single in here today.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah, amen.
I don't feel no remorse saying what I say because I'm saying what God tell me to say.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Pluck your eyeball out.
Amen.
Let it be down rolled on the floor. Kick that eyeball until that get the right kind of sight. Because it's a little 40-20.
Amen.
It's a little 6 feet 6. I got to try. It's a little 36-24-30. My eyesight off. Help me, Lord. Jesus.
Amen.
Oh,
Jesus.
1 Thessalonians 4 and 3 say what?
God's will is for you to be holy, so stay away from all sexual sins.
Okay, I wanted to read that twice. Give thanks in all circumstances. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18. That when you look upon God, you believe that your life can be eternal. You want forget it. Go ahead.
Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus.
Amen. 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 Oh, Lord have mercy. You see, the devil's a liar.
Yes. Jesus.
Do good to help others. 1 Peter 2 and 15. Don't do good with the motive of getting it back. Because I'm telling you, God might not give it back the way you give it.
Amen. Right.
You might give it monetarily. God might give it back miracles.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. God might give it back favor. Mm-hmm. Favor more than money.
Yes, it is.
Because that means doors flying open for you.
Jesus. Whoa.
Jesus. 1 Peter 2 and 15 says what?
It is God's will that your honorable lives should silence those ignorant people who make foolish accusations against you.
Mm. 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 Amen.
You heard that? Mm-hmm. So do good to them.
Yeah.
Even though they're foolish and they make accusations, but it's his will.
Right.
I know it's hard. I know it's hard. Because guess what? When people say something about me, I'll be ready to fight. I think, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I'll fight you quicker if you say something about my mama, though.
Right, right.
You can say something about me, I'm all right. Talking about, Brenda, I'll make you get hurt. I have to go to my father. And I had to talk to him. Yeah. And say, Lord, now I try. But they went down deep on me. Oh, they start dragging your girl in. No. We ain't gonna do that. Stick with me. I'm a better opportunity. And we know when there's space and opportunity, there's hands. Plenty hands.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm boxing with Jesus, so you're gonna get burned.
Right,
you're gonna get a beat down.
Yes, that's right.
Thank you, Lord.
The will of God will always be your divine purpose, plan and moral command for human life. That means if you in God's will, it's always his divine plan, it's in his divine purpose, and it's in his moral command for you to have human life and for you to honor human life. So don't listen to me about hands, because hands could go somewhere. Your goal should be aiming for holiness, love, and obedience. Being obedient not to the pastor, but to God and to the scriptures of God's word. Not to me. I'm just somebody being used by God, a vessel, but to God himself. I make y'all independent. I'm not the idol. I'm not God. I am the woman of God that God gave y'all to help y'all and teach y'all. Pastor Sean is the man of God that God gave us to help us. Amen. And to teach y'all. Amen. Not me. Not him. Amen. I want you to lean and depend on God's word.
Yes.
I want you to lean and depend on Jesus Christ, your Savior, the scripture, rather than just a specific person, a place. You could talk to God anywhere. If you want to talk to the pastor, you got to call me. You got to come to the church. You got to meet me somewhere. But if you want to talk to God, you can talk to him at all times, anywhere.
Amen.
He ain't got to set up an appointment.
Amen.
He is the appointment.
Amen.
He appointed himself in your life.
Jesus.
God is your hidden roadmap for personal decisions. Some of y'all, if I ask y'all right now what you think was best for you, why'd you come up with some stuff that's way across the bridge? Like, okay, so what I say to that? So don't tell it to me. Because if you tell it to me, I might say anything. But tell it to God so he can correct you before you tell it to me. Amen. But remember this, God ain't going to tell you nothing before he tell me.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
I might not come out and say it, but I'm going to have an idea. Or where your mind is.
Amen. Amen.
Because he's not going to put me over you as an under shepherd. Not to know what's going on.
Amen.
That's it.
And you don't have to tell me. This involves trusting his guidance. You got to trust God's guidance when he tells me. That's for me too. Because I don't know why I like to do the opposite of stuff. I don't know where that dyslexia come from. Just why I got to be backwards. I told y'all pastor was my butcher man. He pushed me to make me do stuff. Because I'll be just as happy where I'm at, just whatever. You have to cultivate a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Just like you cultivate and you on purposely build relationships with other human beings and with your significant other or friend or whoever you're talking with, you got to cultivate your relationship with God. And you got to follow the revealed word. He'll give you revelatorial knowledge of what you need. Right now. A right time. You know they got that real time? He'll give you a real time word.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
A real time decision. Mm-hmm. But you got to truly in your heart want to hear what he say. Whether Amen. It's yes or no. Mm-hmm. And you can't be mad with God when he say no. Everybody's life better than mine. This one doing this better. You better put that spirit of competitive mouth up.
Yes.
That's jealousy. This one doing this, and this one doing that, and that one doing this, and that one doing that. What's going on in your cookie pot? Mm-hmm. What you cooking? Your meatballs going dry because you done forgot your gravy. Mm-hmm. Why about with somebody else's gravy and spaghetti? Ooh, that meatball juicy. She got big old meatballs in there. Your meatballs could be big if you tend to them. Stir your own pot.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Stay in your backyard.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Girl, I went over there. She got a cooker. She got a smoker. Girl, she got a paid back there with a little built-in pool. And she got this and she got that. You can have it too if you start.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Stop worrying about what you don't have and worry about what you have.
Amen.
Cultivate your relationship with God so he can give you what you want.
Yes, amen.
You don't even know what he got for you because you're too busy worrying about what the Joneses got.
Mm-hmm.
This involves trusting his guidance to cultivate you and work it out for you. None of us perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling, and I was saying when I first moved to the house, we had got a wooden swing set put in the backyard for our grandkids if they come. They never came. So I took that swing set and I gave it to the neighbors next door. See, then God gave me a brand new swing set in the box.
Amen.
I didn't even want the swing. I gave it to somebody else. Now, suppose I had been worried about what somebody else had in their backyard. Wow. God gave me two things.
Amen.
That I didn't use in my own.
Right, right.
See how we see? You know what I'm saying? We so busy being big eyes.
Thank you, Lord.
Worrying about what somebody else got, and we got double, and we don't use it because we worry about what they got.
Thank you, Lord.
What you got? Let me tell you something. Breaking your own will is impossible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Only God can do that. Only God can break your will. And the prayer is, Lord, break my will of the mind. Break my will of pride. Break my will of jealousy. Because I'm always competing. Why everything you doing in your life ain't good enough? They got some people ain't even got a GED. Pastor used to always say, have somebody with a GED teaching people with a master's degree. That means you don't need it.
All right. All right.
He was giving you wisdom from a GED.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you're supposed to have double the wisdom he got with a master's degree.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't.
Mm-mm.
He had wisdom from God.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
God have mercy.
He would say stuff that you'd be like,
no.
Like, where you get that from?
Mm-hmm.
And knew that word.
Yes,
and
the
scriptures, I mean, it was stuck in his head.
Yes. Yeah.
If you go to Nebuchadnezzar, them and all that. Like, I'm like, get away from me, Lord. I used to get mad. Because I was mad, he knew more than me. So I'd be mad. I knew the word, but I didn't know where it was at. I would always struggle with that.
Mm-hmm.
But he remember everything, every story, uh-huh. stories yeah. that I never read before.
Yeah.
And I used to be like, that's the show laughing. You know what I'm talking about. They used to be in that.
Do I know?
Talking about stuff. They used to be in that. I said, who that is? My sister said, I'm throwing the papers. I said, no. I know who I know. That's all I know. We'll be in there saying, I know Jesus. I know Jesus. We'll be mad. Because we couldn't keep up. But that was all right. They didn't even try to keep up with us. They was doing their thing.
Yes.
That's what they did.
Jesus.
That was us being competitive, trying to keep up.
Wow.
Stay in my place. No Jesus. That's enough. I was sitting there, and all that. What's the name of the one whose leg was limp and David went found him and brought him to the, I forgot his name. Mordecai. Mephibosheth. She was saying, girl, I feel so crazy. I feel spiritually ignorant. I said, God will not help us ignorant and all that. I said, we not a prince, sister. That's all we need to know. And she went with it. Because she was to feel incapable. And I said, she'll say, at least you know some of the scriptures. You know how to preach. I said, because I'll be studying. She said, God, I can't even name half of these words up here. I said, I know. I said, we're going to find a Bible. We're going to understand, sister. Because I don't want to be dragging my sister. I said, you going to understand, sister? Yes, sister, I'm understanding. We ain't going to let them outdo us. They just be in there getting it in. And I'll be like, trying to heal. I didn't know what they were talking about. God can do what you feel that is that you're incapable of fixing on your own. He can do it. We are only capable of having the will for God on the inside to fix us. You gotta, we are only able to suggest that we have the will. You know what I'm saying? But we don't have it. God gotta be in it. Where y'all was last year this time, you're not here this year at this time. And next year, you're going to be greater than that. Because he never going to leave you on one level.
Come on, that's it. That's it.
Amen.
But I got a surprise for you. Every level is a new devil.
Come on. Oh, Jesus.
So if you won't hide, you better put a ladder under you. Because you're going to be swinging on some new devils way up there. And sometimes in life, we feel like it ain't gonna never come to pass. And stuff ain't gonna never end, but it ain't true. Mm-hmm. God got a set date.
Yeah.
Remember, he Alpha and Omega.
Uh-huh.
He's the great I am.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
So whatever you are, he is.
Yes.
That's why I don't feel bad when I don't know other people. I know who I need to know. I want you to J-E-S-U-F.
Amen.
That's enough for me.
Amen.
I ain't trying to impress nobody. Pastor wasn't trying to impress nobody. That's just who he was. I remember the prophet of the city, Robert Blake, the old man, put his hand on Pastor's head. That was one Saturday morning. He said a word of God made it stamped on your head.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know that word. I don't even know if he ever even hardly picked the Bible up.
Mm-hmm.
He just knew it.
Mm-hmm.
Like he just, you know, and he said what he said.
Yes.
And he has so much wisdom.
Oof. Jesus.
You wasn't going to run no number on him.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, he was going to be there before you got there.
Yes.
That's
oh, yeah.
He was.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to be there. He was already at the end of the street, and you just start walking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very smart, very wise.
Yes. Yes.
And
yes.
He used to always say all the time, I don't know. It was a gift.
Mm-hmm.
It was a gift.
It was a gift.
He did, and he knew stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he could tell you how it was going to turn out.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out just like he
said.
Yes. If he said, go down the road, make a left, you're going to see an old lady on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
An old lady going to tell you to go right.
Mm-hmm.
You make that right, your job in that building.
That's right.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
And if you did it,
yep.
That job is right there.
That's right. That's right.
And he'll say, you ain't go where I told you to go if you ain't get it.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Then he'll say, did you do what I told you?
Right. Uh-huh.
Did you write it down?
Right.
Mm.
The first thing he'll tell you, get your pencil and paper.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You ain't going to call him without a pencil and paper.
That's right.
That's it.
You going to get instructions.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna, he going to listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
But when he finished with you, you ain't going to call him back. He going to aggravate your soul. Then after you write everything down, he going to say, read it back to me.
Yes.
Okay, now you do this and call me back.
Yes.
Then when you call the back, he's going to say, did you do what I told you to do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I just used to sit there and look at it. He said, now I'm going to eat my cereal and watch the game.
That's it.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Yep.
He said, I ain't wasting my time on these hard-headed people. They're non-believers. These people are lost. And they're going and you're going to sit there and watch him some TV and eat a bowl of cereal. Captain Crunch, stop, he's going to be eating in there.
Yep.
So if you call him, you better be ready.
Yep.
You better have your pencil, your paper, all your stuff, because you're not going to talk to him all day. He's going to get it out, get it over, and done.
Mm-hmm.
He was an A to B. Wasn't no C and D and E and all the people. And after you finish A and B, after you've completed A and B, you might have called him back for D and E.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Because he's going to give you the next D and E, so get your paper pills again.
Uh-huh.
He's going to give you D and E. Go do that and come back. That's what
mm-hmm.
he'll
mm-hmm.
If you knew him, you have notebooks this high.
Oh, yes.
Yes. With instructions.
Yes.
He said, that's my job, to give you instructions, not to keep playing with the instructions I gave you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That was wisdom. Yes, mm-hmm. yes. He said, I used to tell him all night, he'll pray for you too. He'll be like this. He'll pray for you too. Not me, I ain't staying up all night. He'll pray for you. He'll pray for you. But he'll say, I'll pray for their understanding.
Yes.
That God will open their minds and let them see what they need.
Yes. Yeah.
And follow what I told them to do. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put them on this plane. If they don't stay on the plane and get off the plane, they done failed. Mm-hmm. They done crashed the plane. I ain't got time for it. I ain't going yet. He just was straight and cut to the point. And he used to say, my time running out. I got to say. He was serious.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. He said, my time running out. I ain't got time to play with these people. These people is lost. I got time for that. I got to do my assignment. Mm-hmm. And if you get in his way with his assignment, you won't get hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because he'll tell you, I know my assignment. Mm-hmm.
Come on, come on. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Mm-hmm. He'll thank you, tell you thank you, and hang up, and you might not talk to him for another long time. Mm-hmm. But when he talked to you, you was going to get some wisdom.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus.